BeatTheTraffic.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
I think there's a lot more than meets the eye.
Wrestle Talk Radio, bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
We are autonomous robotic organisms from the planet Cybertron.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
This is my private area, my place of zen and peace.
The Omega.
I bought a car. Turned out to be an alien robot.
Who knew?
Heartbreak Mike.
Hey, I am not going to jail for you or anybody else. I have done nothing bad my entire life.
Man, I'm still a virgin.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
You, in the training bro, do not test me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Come on, man. This is way too smart for Iranian scientists. Huh? Think about it.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Wow. You are so cheap.
This is Matt Hardy.
This is third generation DM superstar Natty 900.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
This is the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and the very first undisputed champion in WWE history, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
WTR Sunday Night.
Autobots, roll out.
I've been on a long road with the devil right beside me, rising with the morning sun. It's a hunger that drives me. Oh Lord, save my soul.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What the fuck did I just watch?
Where are we landing? Are we going to Mayo?
Prison. Where else?
We're going to prison. Oh, I don't want to go to prison. We always go to prison. Can we go somewhere else?
We survive when we go to prison.
Why don't you just find an island and go camp out?
But I didn't... The island right behind... The island is right behind the prison. It's moisty.
Moisty?
Yes. Moisty. It's moisty.
Quit talking about Carmella's tights.
Ew.
Ew. Did I just do that?
You did. It's the prison, and then it's moisty behind it. It's, yeah. It's, they put a...
Oh,
they,
don't talk about anal leakage. What are you doing?
They put
you said moisty behind.
But they put a crater in the middle of the prison. It's not the same.
Okay, you know what? I just figured it out. Quit talking about Fortnite.
Took a minute.
What are the chances that Lone Jobber's listening tonight?
None, because he's working.
Okay.
But I can relay any message, but you're not on talk yet.
Then I'll shut up and talk when I'm allowed to.
As you can tell, we are so interested in WWE's backlash.
Started good. The opener was really good. We'll get there.
Oh, yeah. We will get there. Starting off, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike here. I don't know what I was watching. It went from a great opener to it went from opening to the balls dropped, and then...
This pay-per-view really should have been called Great Balls of Fire.
Felt like my balls were on fire watching this.
Somebody's balls are going to need ice tonight.
Well, two people's possible. Anyway, introduce the old man.
And the one who has to keep us on the track, so that works so well every week, doesn't it? The one and only Tim Stein.
Choo-choo, choo-boogie. No. Mike? Talking about your balls dropping, you finally hit puberty. That's good. Omega, your balls are on fire. You know, there's a thing called penicillin. Go talk to your doctor. Ooh, two shots fired right out of the gate. I'm starting hot.
Like my balls.
I just don't know. We haven't even officially, like, really started, and already the train's on a dirt road.
Yeah, well, with this pay-per-view, what do you expect?
Take a note, write a memo. Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Rush Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. My voice may sound a little bit off. That's because I'm still recovering from that massive major illness that kept me away last Sunday night. Thank you for welcoming me back. That was absolutely wonderful of you. It brought a tear to my eye the whole bit. Wait a minute.
You're gone.
None of that shit happened. Moving on.
We did request someone to bring you chicken soup. Did anyone bring you chicken soup?
Anybody bring? Nobody brought me chicken soup.
I went out of my way and said, hey, if you're in the area, bring him some chicken soup. He's under the weather, you know.
Yeah, if they followed our directions, you should check for broken windows.
Hang on a second. I'm going to call somebody. Yeah, hi. Were you listening to the show last week? Yeah. Okay. No, I wasn't. What do you mean you didn't notice? No, I was sick. I thought you said you listened to the show. Rock said that he told you that you should bring me some chicken soup. Why didn't you? No, you don't have to kill the chicken. Just go to
Campbell's.
It's in a can.
Where is this bit going?
Anyway, all right. You know what? Never mind. Forget it. I'm hanging up. Goodbye. There's no bit. Very little bit. I'm just waiting for the backlash.
At Flames Forums.
Thank you.
Ba-dum-bum. You guys didn't like. You guys didn't love this pay-per-view tonight, did you?
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Well,
no. Well, 2 out of 10's what we got.
There you go. You see, we're gonna wind up agreeing to disagree all night long. I've only got one real huge major problem with this pay-per-view for what it was and what we were supposed or should have expected.
I mean, I only had one problem with it too, but you know.
What, you had to watch it?
It started.
There you go. Well, speaking about starting, the pre-show is the part of the show where I miss half of it because I'm usually on my way home from work when it starts. So, Rock?
So, the Miz wanted his Miz to rise back. They're like, nope. Well, Bo was more like, nope. Curtis wanted to go back with him, but it's just a bunch of nope. Bailey wanted to make up with Sasha. Sasha wanted no parts of making up with Bailey, so there's more awkwardness there. So eventually one of them will be heels and one of them will be a babyface. Eventually they'll have their full on blown out feud.
SummerSlam.
Maybe. I don't like this mean girl Bailey they're trying for.
No, not really.
Doesn't work.
Bailey.
Then, the best part. They did ask the general manager, okay? And they're reading tweets off their phone. Supposedly.
Wait a minute. When does a phone look like a piece of paper?
So David Otunga awkwardly is holding out his phone like he's trying, like, you know, okay, I'm reading a tweet off my phone, but he's looking down at the piece of paper with the phone just holding out his hand held out, looking down the paper, reading the tweet, not looking at the phone like everyone else was to make it seem like we are reading tweets off the phone. He's reading his piece of paper for everyone to see with an awkward phone. Anyway, Bailey took on Ruby Riott.
This man was engaged to an actress at one time.
That's sad because he went to law school.
So he's good at reading paper. That's what you're saying.
You know, the sad part is I don't even know.
Ruby Riott took on Bailey. The match was fine. It was enjoyable. Riott Squad got involved. One thing I noticed that no one else probably really picked up on was after Bailey knocked Liv off the apron, she had to stay in the ropes a couple seconds later because Ruby was a second or two behind to hit the kick and then hit the finish. She got the win. It was a couple seconds that you really don't notice, but you notice if you're actually paying attention. It's like she's just awkwardly standing there waiting for her to be ready for the spot.
Well, we've seen stuff like this happen before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing new. I made the point to you, Rock, when we talked about it. The problem with us being who we are is we are more prone to notice this shit than the average fan.
Yeah, but it's just something I noticed. I pointed out.
Like, there was a little bit of sloppiness in this match. I don't know if Bailey was having an off night or it's just an unfamiliarity with her opponent, but there were a few spots that were a little bit rough for Bailey standards.
Now, here's my question for you, because I was thinking about this. Was Bailey rough tonight, or was she put into an unfamiliar position of actually trying to put somebody over and make them look good?
No. Well, no.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, Bailey's fine at that. Now, unfortunately, on Raw, she's done a lot more of it than I'd like her to.
Yeah, okay.
No, but this is her first time that I know of that she's faced Ruby one-on-one.
I think they've been in 2 battle royals together. That's it.
Yep.
But in a battle royal, you've got a whole bunch of other people around you. You don't really have much time to get some kind of chemistry going on.
Right. And
yeah. By that logic, she's had just as much experience with Trish Stratus.
It's hard to imagine somebody having a bad match with Trish Stratus, though.
Oh, Jackie Gata.
Well, all right. God damn it, you had to remember. Yeah, I completely forgot about Jackie.
Everyone did.
I completely forgot about Jackie until you brought her up.
I don't know. Okay, now I'm thinking about that spot. I don't know what was worse, the Phantom bump from Jinder or that spot in 2002.
Yes.
I don't even remember that spot.
The awkward bulldog off the top middle rope. It just, yeah. It was a thing.
I don't know. The Phantom bump from Jinder was a different level of fun.
Yeah. But going back to the point about Bayley being in position to put people over, that's what her NXT run was for the majority. It was only
putting people over, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just chalking it up to she had an off night with a stranger for an opponent.
They're also in a position where it was the pre-show, and they were put on. Usually they've been putting people on, you know, they give them at the bottom of the hour. This, they were really up against it. So it's like, you didn't have any wiggle room to go an extra minute or two if you needed it. You were
under. It was just like 15 minutes before the actual pay-per-view started was their match.
Right. You were in an awkward spot to really put on a good match. So you're probably in your head, you know you have a clock. I know you always have a clock, but you also have wiggle room in that clock. This is, in our heads, like, we have to be out of this ring with 5 minutes to go. We're going through the spot really quick. And that may have thrown her off a little bit. It's an awkward position to be in.
It's possible. But at the same time, the two girls have completely different styles that don't really mesh so much as clash. And there are people that wrestle for the first time and it's instant chemistry. But that's because, you know, maybe they were trained by the same guy or their styles are very similar. And they just have that flow. And then there are opponents like Bayley and Ruby who have never really worked one-on-one before. Different styles, different trainers. And it's a little bit of, well, we got to figure out how we're going to make this work.
That said, I wouldn't mind seeing these two girls get 15 minutes on Monday Night Raw and let them go. And see what they can do. That's all.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah, I wouldn't mind, give them a couple more chances here.
Well, we're going to see it probably a lot.
yeah.
Because it's going to be one of the feuds on Monday Raw. All right, let's get into the main show, Tim.
Oh, my gosh. What a main show. And that was the show. It was main. No, the opening match was, first off, I didn't expect the title to be defended. And I wasn't disappointed that that was the opening match. Speaking of which, the replay's kicking in right now. And it's just about to start. We got Seth Rollins defending against The Miz, who wants his championship back.
So why were you surprised that the title was being defended?
I was just not expecting that particular match to be the first match.
Oh, okay, as the match. I thought being a title match in general. Okay.
No. Like, we all knew that that was going to happen at Backlash. Come on.
Okay, just the way...
No, I'm talking about that as the opener.
Oh, yeah. Just the way that you said it, it was like, did you not expect the title match? anyway. But no, when Miz did the backstage promo, he said, yeah, let's get together, we gotta strategize, we're on first, and that's when the Miz Taraj said no. So yeah. Anyway.
And yeah, that led me to think that the match would end due to interference.
Well,
yeah,
it did not. This was really good.
This was just about main event quality, this match. Really, it was.
Seth Rollins is on a roll. A flat out roll.
Yep.
Like, to the point, if you watch Monday Night Raw, him and Finn Balor, whew, they tore the house down on Monday.
And I remember when they first started pushing Miz for the first time around, Omega, I think you can back me up on this one because we went through this like crazy. Miz was going up against John Cena, and that's when he won the world title and the whole bit, and everything was, the WWE title. Everybody was like, yeah, it's the Miz, it's fresh, it's somebody, finally they're pushing him. That was like years ago, and I'm over the Miz. you know, I'm over and done with it. Yeah, you know, that's all great. He was great for the IC title, and there's nothing really wrong with his matches. They're solid. It's just, you know, I'm kind of tired of him. But he kind of sort of brought me back tonight. You know what I mean?
See, not necessarily, because I've always been a fan of The Miz.
Yeah.
His work rate is solid. His promos have only been getting better. I'm a little bit tired of the Hollywood A-lister nonsense, because he does nothing to back it up, and it's just...
That's part of my grievance.
Yeah, it's just tiring.
Mm-hmm. But, no, the match tonight was really, really entertaining, and these two guys pulled it out. I mean, like, they reached deep into their bag of tricks for the first match of the night.
And it focused on a body part. They sold the body part. They made it known they were going for the body part. Like, when he did the knee into the post, it was like, ooh, okay. And then Miz went right to the figure four. Usually, okay, guy gets hurt, we're going to work it over. He went right for the finish, which was great.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's, you know, they worked the body part, they stayed on the body part. You know, they told the story. They kept the ring, you know, the psychology of the story consistent. That's one of the biggest complaints that we've always ever had, is there's no consistency to the ring psychology. I mean, not one second of this match was like a Hulk Hogan match, where he'll do everything he can to beat up on somebody's shins and then finish him off with a big leg drop to the head.
But this was really good. Really, really good.
You try to make that connection, yeah.
Yeah. And they hit the skull crusher finale a couple times, did not get the W for The Miz. Rollins is able to get the stomp and retain his title.
What the fuck was that finish?
Go ahead.
Work his leg for the whole match. You have him hurting the entire match, can't even hold up his own weight, and then it's strong enough to kick Miz for the 1-2-3
with the curb stomp.
But two skull crushing finales. Oh, no, that's not good enough. Like, I know it makes no sense, because it would mean the title would have to switch hands. It would have to switch brands. Mm-hmm. But there was a spot in here where Rollins went for his superplex into the vertical, couldn't get the vertical because of his leg, came up limping. Miz went straight to his second skull crushing finale of the match. And it would have, in any other situation, it would have been a perfect spot to finish on.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that messed it up, the finish. You know, because they told a perfect story, false finishes, and everything like that, and even the emotions and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it just sucks, because it was like, how do you do this? It's like, oh my gosh, did you just gain all this power? And then the adrenaline? No. You saw what happened. Taking a knee to the LED post thingy. And then, miraculously, you ate your spinach, took your sensu bean, and boom! Like, what? But it was a good, solid match. The only messed up part was the ending.
But Seth Rollins retains. He's still your Intercontinental Champion. The Miz goes back to SmackDown Live without the title, so which means he'll probably be feuding with the U.S. Champion at some point.
There would be no reason for him not to, yeah.
Because Daniel Bryan's going to still be busy, which we'll get to in a minute. What's next, Tim?
Oh, no, Brock, that's my question to you. What's next, Brock?
Oh, hold on. We want to mention one point to this match.
What's that?
The producer of this match, Tim.
Oh, yes. We were talking about how good the match was during the match on Skype, and you said, guess who the producer is? And I said, I don't have a guess, but I'm probably going to say, oh, wow, okay, that's why, when you tell me.
And who was the producer?
My good buddy TJ Wilson, also known as Tyson Kidd. He was the producer of this match. And I was like, no wonder it was overall so damn good.
So there you go. So now we lead to the Raw Women's Championship, Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss.
Entertaining when Alexa was on the offense.
Yeah.
WrestleMania was better.
No.
Sloppy when Nia was.
No, WrestleMania wasn't better. Oh, no. WrestleMania was not better.
No.
This was better. Nia, I think the best way to describe Nia...
Sloppy.
Sloppy. And
slow.
She tried to do things out of her element. If they kept it simple and basic with her, it would have been fine.
But her, not taking shots at Naya because, I mean, like, you know, the girl works, but it's like you said, you know, keep it simple. Because it's just not believable her trying all this shit that you've never seen her do before.
Here's sort of the way I'm thinking about it in my head right now. She was trying to work a Vader match, going to the middle and ropes over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought I was the only one that thought that. Like, to me, I get it, you know, little person go for the legs, big person. Of course, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to squash you and end you. It was seeing like a Vader match. And I hate to say it, but it was like we saw more at WrestleMania. A whole lot more.
I will admit, there was one point in the match where I thought, is she going for a Vader bomb?
I think we all did.
Yeah, it looked legitimately like she was setting up for one. I don't mind when like a bigger wrestler goes for things out of their moveset. But but work on that first. You know,
please do.
You know, go to the performance center and work it out for a week. If it doesn't work, fine. Or, you know, work it out on the house shows. You know, if we can't make this work, well, let's not force it.
It felt forced here.
Was it?
Yeah, it felt really forced.
Because to be perfectly honest, I really think that they did some improvision.
No. I think this was all planned, and this goes back to the first.
Yeah,
match. This goes back to the first match. Good producing.
Yeah, you don't go for improvisation in a match like this.
Good on paper, not so great at execution.
Good on paper, bad on camera.
It's just, I know they couldn't work on this matchup leading up to it for certain reasons.
Two in particular.
There are two particular reasons they couldn't work on this match beforehand. So that could have been part of why they didn't
That definitely plays into it.
So why don't you tell the class what it is?
Everyone
should know, Mike, and it's not our fault if you're not abreast of the situation.
By the way, The Rack is live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
My thing is, you know, and It made me very upset as a wrestler because you heard them calling the spots.
Yeah, that was not good.
That was Cena levels of I can hear you.
No. It got to the point where you could hear it. Well, then again, that was WrestleMania 28. But when you could hear them, like, go ahead and grab me. Go ahead, come on.
Grab the rope. Like,
yeah,
the rope. I'm like, oh God, what are you ladies doing? Come on. That to me, it was just like, no, bad.
And it's not all their fault. It's also the positioning of the cameras and microphones and everything like that. But yeah, they should have done a better job in that.
Bad production.
Nia Jax retains. I don't think there should be much more to add to that one, Tim.
Not really. We've pretty much touched on everything, including the overly loud calling of the match.
By the way,
and the moves.
By the way, after the match, be a star, everybody. Be a star.
Yeah, bullies always get beat up.
She lost the crowd until the end.
She lost the crowd most of it.
Wouldn't you need to have the crowd before you lose it? Yeah.
Yeah. United States title's on the line. Jeff Hardy takes on Randy Orton. Now, if you've never seen a Randy Orton match, well, by golly, here's a Randy Orton match. This was the Randy Orton special. You had all the traditional Randy Orton spots.
Randy Orton, the definition of less is more.
Simple, basic Randy Orton match.
Take notes, Naya.
Jeff retains. Felt like we were in 2008 with these two. Oh, wait.
And nope.
They both have more tattoos now. That's the only thing that's sort of...
It was solid. It was a SmackDown match. That's all it was. It was not a special event level match, in my opinion. I mean, it didn't suck, but it didn't go that extra mile.
Right.
Yeah, you're not allowed to use the word phenomenal. AJ's later.
Well, okay, here's my thing. And yes, just like Rock said.
I don't know what your thing.
At Flames Forums. For those of you who have not seen a Randy Orton match, well, you know the occasional, you can't have a Randy Orton match without a what? A drop kick. Can't have a Randy Orton match without a what? A power slam. You can't have a Randy Orton without the DDT. You got your three.
Don't forget the fourth.
Oh, yeah, the backbreaker.
And the fifth.
Blue Fez.
And the sixth.
The RKO. Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
No, the pump up, then the RKO.
Okay, okay, seven. Seven moves of doom, courtesy of Randy Orton.
But did we get a chin lock?
We did not. Wait.
Did we?
From Rand? No, from Jin. No, not from.
We didn't get a chin lock tonight.
No.
Must have left it in his other luggage.
No, yeah. He gave them all to Joe.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. The whole thing was, and to me, I saw a little bit of friction. When Jeff went for the Whisper of the Wind, I didn't know if Randy caught it or countered it when he executed it. And to me, that felt looked a little sloppy.
At least Randy was off the mark a little bit when it connected. It didn't connect properly. At least Randy didn't 100% sell like it hit him like a ton of bricks.
But he took the bump. He took the bump.
No, granted, he took the bump. You know, it's kind of been, it's, wow, holy crap. It's been a whole 10 years since they've actually had a one-on-one match.
Ooh. So it was 2008. Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah. Royal Rumble 2008, WWE Championship. Yeah. They mentioned it on commentary.
Wow.
Anything you want to add to this, Omega? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Elias.
No, don't be sour.
Continue it then, Tim.
Clap your hands and feel the power. It's a new day. Yes, it is. Pancakes!
So, the drum didn't exactly fit on Big E's chest.
It didn't.
His chesticles were too large for it.
What high school kid did you take the drum from?
Thank you, Michael.
Yes,
Cole.
I paraphrased that from him, yes. Because it was a good line for a change.
So, New Day wanted to play with Elias. Elias just wanted to play by himself. It was Rusev Day. Rusev and Aiden English wanted to get involved somehow. Then we had Noe Jose, Titus Worldwide,
and
Breezango,
and
out of nowhere, Bobby Roode lays out Elias with a DDT.
No, Bo Dallas was in there.
Was he?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't notice what else.
They didn't show him on camera, but he was like the last person to come out before, in the conga line.
I enjoyed the appearance of the Neato Latino.
Okay.
You know, no way Jose.
I know what you said.
Okay, as long as you got it.
Then you got the, then you know, you walk in, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Elias, glorious. Alright, glorious DDT. Wow.
Bobby Roode was having fun.
He was. And it's good to see Bobby Roode have fun. Then again, it's good to see the wrestlers have some fun. Please.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't ever need to see Bobby Roode twerk again.
Yeah.
Listen, white Canadian boys can't twerk. That's why you'll never see me twerk.
That's why you have the people of chocolate color.
Chocolate's good when you dip it in peanut butter. Oh, wait, you're talking something else. Never mind.
Rock, what's the Twitter again? Chocolate's good no matter what. I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go. We're just talking about Mike's skin color, apparently.
Anyway, segment done.
And we were talking about Neato Latino.
Ew.
Yeah, no way, Jose, the Neato Latino.
No.
The very strong. No.
So, Rock, right, I should have made that joke before we launched into the opening thing.
Oh, I love when Tim tries out his material on me. I said, yeah, go, sure, say your joke.
No.
Now you know that Rox has to be up to fail.
Anyway.
Because if I don't, that would be funny for him how.
Exactly.
Speaking of fail.
It's that 70s show.
I have to amuse myself somehow. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass.
Better you amuse yourself than never mind.
We won Enzo. Thank you, New Jersey.
You don't. You really, really don't.
For all that's good and holy, you don't.
New Jersey, you're not Chicago. Quit trying the chance.
They were trying really hard to shit really on this pay-per-view.
And they were given opportunities. This match was fine. The finish felt really rushed.
Yeah, the finish literally felt like the ref said, you got 30 seconds.
That is exactly.
And if you're looking really closely, you almost might have possibly seen that.
I may have to go back and watch it just to see that.
I think Nikki got in their ear. Wrap it up.
No, it was your standard, you know, ultimate underdog match, and Daniel Bryan taking on somebody literally standing twice as tall as him.
Oh, speaking of which, this is the biggest size difference we've ever seen on a pay-per-view.
Oh, let's point that out, WWE.
Thank you, Peter Rosenberg.
Wait a minute. Isn't Daniel Bryan taller than Rey Mysterio?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Isn't Big Show and Big Cass about the same height?
Yep.
So, bullshit! Because we've seen Rey Mysterio take on Big Show.
Backlash 2003.
Thank you.
Or 1,000 other times since then.
But talk about selling Daniel Bryan. Guys, okay, he's over. Quit it.
Someone else made this point on Twitter, and I forget who it was, but it's clear. You want to talk about size disadvantages on this pay-per-view alone, the Raw Women's Championship match.
Okay, I don't have a size disadvantage, so I don't know what you're talking about.
As I motion to a non-existent camera pointing out at Flames Forums.
Oh, God. I hear crickets. Even the crickets aren't making noise.
Daniel Bryan made Big Cass step out afterwards. Big Cass laid him out. More of this.
Yay. Feud continue. I'm sorry, I love Daniel Bryan. He had no reason to win this match.
Other than Daniel Bryan has come back after 3 years of being not medically cleared, and that's the only reason.
And Big Cass has come back after 8 months,
and
you've let him lose his re-debut.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have the history Daniel Bryan does. I mean,
yeah, but
Daniel Bryan choked out a guy with his tie.
Yeah, but... yeah, bullshit. You just had your big man from SmackDown... lose his first match back. You immediately damage his credibility.
It's just a simple case of, okay, Cass is back. We got nothing for you. So why don't you just do the job for Daniel?
Here's the thing. They have something for him. It's called a multi-match feud with Daniel Bryan. This is gonna carry us through.
Because we're putting off the Miz feud. Because, you know, 3 years of putting it off hasn't been long enough.
And one of these guys, maybe both of them, will be in Money in the Bank on June 17th, possibly.
I'd wager both of them.
Yeah, put them both in the match. That'd be a precursor to SummerSlam.
Because it's hard to put both because you have 6-8 spots for it, and it's both brands in one match.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to sort of give both, you know, we'll see.
Well, it's the largest Money in the Bank match ever, guys, to this point.
8 men, and then Matt Hardy ran in so to make 9. At one point, but he wasn't officially in it, so 8 men.
2018, the year of bigger is better.
We are not doing a 10-man Money in the Bank match.
Watch them do a 10-man Money in the Bank match. I'm not kidding.
Nope.
I am not hoping for it. I'm half expecting it.
So are you calling it right now?
I'm half calling it.
Nope.
So doesn't count.
Yeah, either go all in or don't go on it. Go all in.
Are you trying to tell me go big or go home?
Yes.
Go balls out or go on.
Okay, fine. I'll call it.
So if you're going
If I'm wrong, then Mike has to mow my lawn.
So if you're going all in, that'll be
$600. At Flames Forums.
Yeah. If you're going all in, that's $600. Can I have it?
No, fuck off. I didn't say I was going all in with real money. Monopoly money, play money. And there's the curb stomp with a bad knee, and he's selling the injury after the fact. Going for the pin. He's got the one, he's got the two, he's got the three. Weak finish. Recapping the first match of the night here on WTR.
Streaming live coast to coast on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com. Tune in radio, search Wild Talk Radio Network. Also on Periscope at Wild Talk Radio. SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line. Carmella defends against Charlotte.
Didn't like the match.
I did.
Carmella broke the streak.
No, the streak was broken a long time ago. Where you been?
Yeah, that was Bayley breaking that streak.
About 15 months ago.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah, well, screw you, Carmella.
Welcome to the show, Mike. Glad to have you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you are. No, this match, Carmella did exactly what you should have expected from her.
Heel tactics.
In this match. And, all the big bragging and stuff like that, but running away at the same time while she's still talking big.
Carmella has improved greatly, and she's continuing to grow. She's growing into this position as a heel champion. I thought the match was fine. There was nothing wrong with this match. It was enjoyable to watch.
Well,
at least to me, I enjoyed it because I thought
I'll admit it. I'm being a little bit biased because I have never been a Carmella supporter,
and that's fine.
Yeah.
I thought this was fine and it was acceptable. It was good. It was enjoyable to watch, and I like the progression they're going with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a position to shine on SmackDown with the Iconic duo by her side, or the Iconics, I should say.
The Iconics, yeah.
With two eyes.
Well, here's my question for all you guys. Is this going to be WWE's way of getting the belt on Asuka so they don't have to have another face showdown with Charlotte anytime soon?
Yes.
Save that for next year?
And at some point, I would assume.
Yeah.
This is what I'm figuring. And for all of that, yeah, I can live with that.
But I wouldn't rush to that match.
Oh, no,
I don't think they're going to rush it.
No, you can't.
Yeah. I think they're going to find a way for the build up. And I think it's going to start Money in the Bank, and then you got SummerSlam.
Well, you got something between, but yeah.
Whatever, between now and SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. So.
What's after Money in the Bank? Hold on. What pay-per-view's after Money in the Bank?
Maybe Extreme Rules?
Ah, crap.
Is it Extreme Rules? That's in July, yeah.
Ah, crap.
They've switched things around, so I think it's Extreme Rules. I think they got rid of Battleground. Anyway, doesn't matter. Carmella retains...
Bring back Bash at the Beach.
The internet's up in arms. Oh, my God. They refiled for the trademark for the Great American Bash. Wonder what that means.
Yeah.
Carmella retains. Anything else we need to add to this matchup?
Not from here.
Okay. Moving on, he says, the WWE Championship is on the line. AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, we are going to disagree like crazy over this one. Go.
You go, Tim.
No. I have to explain to you why you're wrong, so go ahead first.
So, there was an... Oh, the chair spot where AJ Styles gets cut open. Oh.
God,
I swear they got that chair from Acme because the way that he got hit. Oh.
That was a nice slice right to the cheek.
To the cheekbone.
Yeah, that was not good. So, great balls was this matchup. Nutshots, double nutshot, double count. The match was good. It was enjoyable.
Oh, yeah, all the nutshots, hence the reason why the guys are saying this should have happened at Great Balls of Fire. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, I know.
Just imagining some conversation backstage where AJ is like, look, Shinsuke, look, you see my side? You see how much space is left for my child's birth dates? Just put a stop to it, please.
I'm still waiting for the great match between these two. I'm still waiting for...
Everyone is.
For something from Shinsuke to really go, okay, I see it.
Uh-huh, okay.
With every passing month, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if that it's in there anymore. I don't know if that fire is still in there to put on that classic match because we're not there yet. And this finish is weak. And Tim's going to explain to me why this finish was not weak.
This summer, like the first time they did the double countout, yeah, we were all justifiably pissed off. I mean, like, come on, you guys. No, don't do that. Don't end it like that. This time, the double nut shot with the 10 count because nobody stood up. Perfect. Yeah, that means we're going to get another feud. Don't be telling me, oh, we haven't seen yet anything that these guys are supposed to be capable of. Because it's coming. Number one. Number two, this match that we got tonight was the match we wanted at WrestleMania. It was better. It was a lot closer to the strong style. It was a wrestling match as much as it was the fight. I expect the next one to be announced. It's in a steel cage and there will be a winner.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's a build-up.
Oh, no. And if it's in a steel cage, they'll just both fall out to the side of a cage. And
no, they did that already. Forget it.
Well, because we have that finish in our back pocket. Let's just do that one.
Been there, done that. Don't do it again. Oh, wait a minute. WWE, take notes. Well, what if we do it this way? No, shut up.
Here's the thing, Tim. This is why I disagree with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
They need to pull the trigger on Shinsuke Nakamura. They gotta put this belt on him because it's getting tiresome that we've seen three matches, he lost the first one, and it's been two countouts. Why does he get another shot? Explain to
me. You have absolutely no fucking patience. You have the attention span of the average WWE mark in today's world. Yeah, I'm taking a shot at you over this. Be patient. It's gonna happen. They are putting the strap on him. There is another match coming up. Just let them tell the story.
Give me a finish, whether it's a win or a loss. I'd have been fine if AJ beat him clean. I'm tired of the double count-out finish.
AJ beats him clean. He's out of the world championship picture.
But what is he doing to earn another shot if he can't beat him? He lost the first one. He was granted a second one. Now he's granted a third. He has not earned these last two title shots.
The second and the third both ended in no decision. As a result, you reschedule the match. That's what you do. That's booking. Listen, it might be a little dated. I get it. It might be a little dated, and I can understand your complaints about the whole thing. I am admittedly a little old school. You notice how quickly I said school right after the word or old.
See, I get the booking. I understand the booking.
Okay.
I just don't like the booking. That's the problem. I'd like to see things develop. And
not supposed to like the booking in this case. That's what my point is. You're not supposed to like it. Okay? Again.
So we're supposed to hate every single encounter these guys have. We're supposed to be pissed off and bitter until they finally give us one that we like.
Okay, let me ask you this one. Were you pissed off and bitter with what you saw in the ring, or were you pissed off and bitter with the finish?
Here's a problem. I've seen them in New Japan. I know what they're capable of. Don't tell me 4 years on, I've seen DDP Yoga.
Not everybody has seen them in New Japan like we have. I'm trying to ignore New Japan.
But I know what they can do. And it pisses me off that we're not even getting a hint of what they are capable of.
Well, we got hints tonight. We did. We got hints tonight. I mean,
but
we saw
how long I've been waiting for the hints.
We got Japanese strong style tonight. I mean, it did creep in a lot more.
But you're telling me I should eat shit through all these months of build up just for one payoff at the very end. Fuck off. Like, give me something.
Yeah. One of the problems is WWE is so big with so many people on the rosters and trying to tell all these different stories. You've got to pace some of them. I'm not going to completely disagree with you that it's taking too long to get to where we want to get. I'm just saying, have a little patience. That's all. It's going to get there.
So the pay-per-view is on June 17th. This is May the 6th. We have six more weeks before maybe we get the match again. I don't know. You feel cheated. I understood the greatest for a Rumble finish. I didn't like it, but I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
I figured, okay, we're now going to crown Shinsuke as champion here. And I shouldn't have, from a logical standpoint, I shouldn't want to see Shinsuke Nakamura as the champion. But I feel if he doesn't get the belt, he lacks the credibility since he's now a heel.
He's been such a big deal for no reason. I want a reason. Show me why Shinsuke Nakamura is as hyped as he is. Tell me why he keeps getting world title shots. Tell me why he's still in main events when he hasn't done anything. He won the Royal Rumble and lost.
Clean. And that should have been it.
Now, I hope you didn't, you don't think that I was invalidating your points at all during my argument of this whole thing, because I wasn't invalidating your points. Was I defending it? Yeah, a little bit I was. But here's the thing. If they don't put the belt on Shinsuke at the next pay-per-view, then I'm going to be 100% in your camp.
And I hope they put a belt on him, because guess what? At this point, that's the only thing that will save him from just being a guy on the roster to the con artist rock star that he is.
Because what was the other wrestler that, okay, you guys waited so long to pull the trigger, we don't care anymore, when you finally did?
Can't name one off the top of my head.
It was just a few years ago. He was in the spotlight chasing the title. It was right before Roman.
Oh, Brian? No.
But we loved Brian.
We loved Brian. We were pissed off with the length of time they took with him.
But here's the thing. No. With Brian, they put the belt on him at times, and they screwed him out of the belt. That's the difference. And that's a baby face.
Yeah. See, that's even worse, because they gave us what we wanted and immediately took it away from us.
But that's really good storytelling, because that's what they've done all forever. That's what they did with Steve Austin. And it worked. And it worked with Daniel Bryan. This is a heel not getting his belt.
Yeah, I'll give you even the more recent one. Like, we had this discussion at WrestleMania time with Nia Jax. Like, you can't book her as a monster and a powerhouse and not put a championship on her. Eventually, you have to actually show that she's capable of winning.
Believability is key at some point. And it's, you're getting to that point. It's like, you want to buy into it. So, there you go. Anything else we need to add to this?
Nope. At this point, I'm content.
All right. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn versus Braun Strowman, Bobby Lashley. Simple. Kevin and Sami wanted to run away from Strowman. They tossed each other back in and out of the ring.
Oh, I love this match.
Lashley and Strowman win. It was fine.
I love this match because of Sami and Kevin getting in each other's kitchen again. And Sami actually slapping Kevin.
Right. Yeah, it was fine. It just, at this point, it was like, does this match really need to be on this show?
It didn't. Neither
did Elias, but.
Like, this show ran half an hour over.
They put Elias on the show because you can see they have him in a position where they want him to be a top main eventer at some point when the heel acts, which is fine. It didn't need to go as long as it did.
But all those guys needed a pay-per-view payday, so that's one segment.
Right, and you want to get Braun and Bobby out there. I get it. It's just, you're waiting for the main event, which wasn't a championship match. You're just waiting for a normal match on a show as your main event. I don't know, it was rough. Afterwards, Sami Zayn got beat up, just like Kevin did in the match. It was fine.
Yeah. It was entertaining. It wasn't too long.
No.
It was the perfect, second last match of the night.
Braun Strowman would be running over everybody.
There was one spot, though, where Braun's murder speed, he just runs him over. Murder speed. But there was one where came back with a clothesline for Kevin Owens, and Kevin did not even get hit, but Kevin sold it. He was like nowhere near it. Just do a flip bump. We're good.
I think they all just had fun in that match.
Yeah, they did. It was fine.
The one thing I want to know is, when are they going to pull the trigger on Bobby and Braun?
Once they figure out who your Universal Champion is. Is it Roman Reigns? I mean, he supposedly won the match.
He's the uncrowned champion.
Yay.
Yay.
Hasn't he always been, though?
Yeah.
Just uncrowned.
He gets to main event tonight, even though he's not a champion and there's nothing on the line. There's no point to the match, but
this is the bitch and complaint that I have about this pay-per-view. The WWE title should have been the main event. Doesn't matter what the finish was. Rock, you disagreed with the finish for a main event match.
Yeah,
if it had been.
Yeah, I do. You don't end the show on a double countout. You would have really pissed off people.
But we also agree it shouldn't have been a double count out.
Right. So if you put them in the main event, you probably would have had a clean finish. And at one point, they were supposedly the main event, and then it got changed. Anyway.
The other thing that really pisses me off about the actual main event match, Roman versus Joe, was the crowd. These guys delivered. They told a great story. They had a good match against each other. And then you get all these jerk-offs who are boring, beat the traffic, boring. Piss off, okay? This hate for Roman Reigns is it's old. And you're now sheep. Enough is enough as far as I'm concerned.
Here's the one thing I would agree with the crowd on. You didn't need so many Rust Holds at 11:15.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only complaint. There were a little too many Rust Holds. And the way the match started, you wanted a physical battle and they just slowed it down. I could see why the crowd got restless. They did not need to chant the way they did, but they could have cut out 5 minutes of rest holds and the match would have been a lot better.
It did, it did go longer than it should have gone. I'm not going to deny that or argue it.
They went a half hour when they could have gone 20. Because if you cut it out, the match would have been a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But they put it in there and people left. There were people walking out.
But saying that, yeah, it could have been better. It still, in my opinion, I was lying on my couch watching it, and I actually just, enjoyed. I let myself go to enjoy the match. And how many times before tonight have we heard a WWE crowd chant, "Joe's gonna kill you"?
Oh, it's not. not uncommon.
So.
LOL, Roman wins.
UGG, Roman wins.
It's... The guy that is the most over was in the match previously. He should be in the position to fight for the championship. Instead, Roman Reigns got booed again by another crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this crowd, and it was the last crowd, it was the crowd before that. It's fine that Roman gets booed. Mm-hmm. Book the direction of him with the boos. Let him own it instead of ignoring it.
You know, now you know that, that it's sad, but you know WWE's, well, now correction, you know that creative and stuff are not going to listen.
No, they're not, and that's the problem. Book it in the direction where have the Roman character, you know, accept the boos, deal with the boos.
Let's go back in time 15 years, and that's not a dig. That's not a dig, but 15 years ago, that's exactly what they would have done, and that would have turned the crowd.
Right. And guess what? If he's supposed to be booed, let him eat up the boos, and guess what? Then he's doing his job, and then all the booking would make sense, but it doesn't. And that's the problem. And that's why people are getting tired of seeing Roman in that position, and they'll continue seeing Roman in that position.
Why are they so scared of pulling that trigger?
Because this crowd's booing him, and this crowd's booing him, and this, and every crowd is like, okay.
We don't accept Roman as he is right now. Give us something different. Why can't you understand about that? That's from the crowd.
They did, and he failed.
What did they do different?
When?
No. I'm sorry. They tried to do something, quote unquote.
What did they try?
It's not even.
What did they try to do?
The only way that he's going to get cheered is if he's part of the Shield.
That's not doing something different.
That was not
that's
different.
Cheering that's going him back. That's why I said revamp.
Hence I corrected myself and revamped.
No.
Every time, and it's like, it was Cena versus Roman. They tried to figure out, okay, who's going to boo who. They both get booed. No. Cena actually got bigger cheers than Roman. Roman right now, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. Roman right now as a face is not best for business. Roman,
you calling him an ugly mofo?
No. Roman Reigns not best for business. We can talk about the main event. I mean, we could all be honest here. I'm sorry. Joe should have won.
No.
But reason why? After he put the coquina clutch on Roman and the ref going for the count. You wait 13 seconds and then no sell it and go back and put your arm on the ropes. I don't get it. I don't. Granted, you know, you guys want to keep boosting up Roman Reigns' ego, la 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 la, Samoan pride, blah 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 blah. I honestly cannot see Roman Reigns as the face of WWE at all. Once he turns heel, the sad part is, well, then again, the WWE crowd is so indecisive that once he turns heel,
everybody's gonna cheer. Love the fact that he's a heel.
Yeah.
The face of WWE right now, at least for Monday Night Raw, is Braun Strowman.
That was supposed to be a monster heel. It got turned into a monster face.
And organically became that.
Yeah. It's how it used to work. It's what traditionally works in the business. Let the crowd decide who they want.
Yeah. And they're not even listening with the Roman situation.
I mean, look what they did with Rocky Maivia. Die, Rocky, die.
I mean, that's why the Roman chants got so bad, is because we wanted Brian, and for 3 years they wouldn't push Brian. So we fought against who they were trying to push down our throats.
It could have been anybody. And if, you know, after they pulled the trigger at the Royal Rumble, where Brian got tossed out moments after showing up, relatively speaking, and Roman won, it could have been anybody else in that Rumble that would have gotten the Roman Reigns treatment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter who. WWE has nobody to blame but themselves for the way the fans are reacting to Roman. And I guarantee you, 90% of the fans booing Roman don't know why. They're booing him.
I ask this question every single time. What is Roman Reigns?
Nationality-wise, or...
Is he a badass? Is he an underdog?
He's the big dog.
He's the big dog.
His little
but
bitch.
He was never sold as the big dog that he's supposed to be.
This is my yard. No, no. Stop.
He's not a good guy. He's not a bad guy.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
That was how they decided, no, this is how he's going to deal with a crowd chance. It didn't work. Okay.
And it lasted what a else? Month.
And then after WrestleMania, this is my yard now. That should have been the heel turn right there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the heat he had.
That should have been the heel turn.
Oh yeah, no, Mike, you nailed it.
Yeah.
But they chose not to listen.
Stay the course. Keep trying.
They turned a left on Albuquerque when they should have taken a right.
So we put up with it for a year, and the crowning moment was supposed to be WrestleMania, where he became WWE Universal Champion by beating Brock Lesnar. And they decided
they really made us believe that's what was going to happen.
Not it was like, Brock retained.
And again, this goes back to the Shinsuke point. They did not pull the trigger. Not pulling the trigger with Roman. They have to pull this trigger so people like Braun Strowman, we've said this forever, can grow, and for everyone else underneath that can grow, mm-hmm. and they're not
Braun
pulling.
Is growing
their...
though.
No,
but the rest of the roster is stagnant on Raw because nobody can get over the glass ceiling that is Roman Bork. And Lesnar.
Oh, yeah. Bork Laser. Yeah.
Like Braun's growing, but he's hit the top. He's got to burst through, and they're not getting there. So that was the show, everybody.
And again, overall, I didn't hate Backlash, didn't love it. I've seen better pay-per-views, but hey, at the same time, we've been treated to way worse that got more traction.
Yeah.
That's my opinion of it. I mean, you guys, I want to hear yours.
Go ahead, Mike.
I can't.
I can't like this pay-per-view. They're decent matches that are completely screwed up by awful booking on the finishes. Like, it wasn't even the Seth Rollins and Miz finish where Miz is completely ineffectual. One finisher from Rollins with a bad leg, that's enough to do it. You had Charlotte who got her leg hurt at the very end of the match. One kick to the back of the leg, that's enough to put her down for three. The woman who beat Asuka's streak couldn't get past a leg kick. Fuck you. What a way to bury her.
Nitpicker.
I know, half the matches felt like I could see them on the middle of a Monday Night Raw, and the good matches just felt like they didn't know what the hell they were doing with the ending.
Okay. That's fair. Absolutely fair. Mike?
Fuck Backlash, number one.
What about the Revival?
They get a pass right now. Considering the fact that, of course, all the matches... They looked good on paper. Some of the hype were good. But how some of the matches ended and how it went, you're just sitting there like, what the fuck? That's how I feel. Because I did not like the ending of the Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss. And just like Omega said, you had the person at WrestleMania to beat the undefeated streak to lose to a Staten Island no wrestling as of right now person. Granted, I'm not gonna knock it off. You know, Carmella, she did her thing. I respect her hustle. But you lose to Carmella?
That was the right outcome.
It's not losing to Carmella. It's the way you lost to Carmella.
It's the way she lost. I tweaked my knee, so I can't kick out of one pinfall.
All it would take is one, just one little thing, and that's for somehow the referee to be looking the other way when the girls are outside, and Carmella destroys Charlotte with a foreign object. That's all it needed, and that's 30 seconds to make this match. Oh, okay, that's why she got pinned. We can accept it.
Right.
Here's the thing. When she's a slimy heel, she can be on the downside of a match. She can let Charlotte carry the match, and as long as she's still worming her way out of pinfall, she's doing what she can and what she should be doing as a slimy heel.
Yep.
To win a match, she has to get away with something underhanded, or she has to get really lucky and look really clever. But kicking her in the back of the leg...
after she tweaked her knee is not clever. And more importantly, it's not something that should have kept a former women's champion, one of your best women on your on any roster, down for three.
And it's not a finisher.
It's not even close.
It's just a moveset that you press the X button on.
So there you go.
So who won Pick'em, Tim?
Everybody except the ones who didn't win. Okay, we're going to run it down. Starting at the bottom in 17th place, Magic 8 Ball, WWE 2K18, and the Random Think Picker. They all got no contest because none of them submitted picks, so they came last. 16th place.
Lazy Fox.
What's that?
Lazy Fox.
Fortnite, mm-hmm. Omega. Fortnite. Yeah.
Fortnite. Yep. Okay, 16th place, our good buddy, Team Chat, Maddie, 3-4. Good job, Matt. Really proud of you.
The only one who did not have a winning record.
Yeah, he's the only one who's under 500. Okay, Heartbreak, Mike, and Omega, you guys picked 5 matches. You got 4 right, 1 wrong. You're in 14th place. In 11th position, is this name new to me? Jenna?
She's on CB Radio every Saturday night.
There you go. Jenna, Lone Jobber, and Subway, 4-3. Ninth place saw Michael P. and Rob at 5-2. Coming in at 6-1, we've got a tie in fifth place. Amy, Chris, Kyle Morey. There's my buddy, Casey. How you doing, Casey? Tommy C. All of you guys, 6-1.
Hold on, Amy. When the match is no DQ, you cannot pick a finish that says Shinsuke by DQ.
I'm sorry for laughing, Amy, but yeah, he's right.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, first place, 7-0. Perfect. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 with a perfect 7-0 record. Congratulations, Rock.
Thank you.
Tell Lindsay congratulations.
I will.
I know she's listening because she listens every week and submits her WTR Pick'em on Facebook, like usually the day before the pay-per-view. Sheila P., 7-0. And the fourth, with a perfect score, yours truly. That's right, Tim Stunt.
Just some dude. Just some dude named Tim.
That would be me, Tim Stein.
Some dude.
Fuck off, some dude. You just really don't know anything, man. That's from Saturday Night Live, Al Franken. It's me, Tim Stein.
I got it.
You can't do that, because it's still the Al Franken millennium.
Damn it. Isn't he in trouble for some reason and I should just, like, ignore him?
Yeah, sexual misconduct.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah, I believe it.
That's our show.
Anyway, that's another edition of WTR, Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in on a Backlash pay-per-view review night. Don't forget tomorrow, immediately following Raw, it's the immediately following Raw show that is so unbelievably imaginally called the Raw Post Show.
WWE can call their show the Backlash Post Show. We can call ourselves the Raw Post Show every Monday night at 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Still say it should be right after wrestling, but you're a dipshit. Anyway, Tuesdays, shit happens. And shit will happen again eventually once Fortnite has been played to death.
Well, Fortnite is always played to death because...
That's what happens in Fortnite.
That's what happens in Fortnite. Which we may... do more streams of coming soon. Make sure you follow us on the Twitch, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Subscribe if you want to subscribe to it, please subscribe to it, WTR Live on the Twitch. But we're back Thursday for the rack.
Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern with the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Miss Lindsay Ward.
We're back live this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can have their Backlash review, NXT, and SmackDown. You can listen to The Rack Extra Reviews Timeless Season 2 Episode 8. The Rack Extra Reviews The Royals Season 4 Episode 9. Both available right this second. Like, legit, right this second. They're available. You can listen to them right now at RackRadioShow.com. Rack Radio Show on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagrams, all the social media, Rack Radio Show. Coming soon, there'll be a review of the Raw 25 book for the Rack Extra Reviews. That'll come either this week or next.
All right, there you go. And, of course, Saturday night's Midnight Issue, as close as you can get to it, another edition of the Wild, Wacky, Unusual, and sometimes Weird CB Radio.
We did the Greater Than Great debate on Mexicans this past Saturday night for Cinco de Jobber.
At WTR Sunday night.
Why are you... Oh, that's even right alive.
Never but mind.
Just anyway. If you want to send the hate tweets, whatever. This week we're doing Mothers for Mother's Day. So sitcom moms, TV moms, movie moms. So if you have suggestions, at See Ray Live for the Greater Than Great Debate, greaterthangreatdebate.com, SeeRayLive.com, SeeRayLive on Facebook, Twitter, hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
Yeah, and of course, next Sunday night, back at our regularly scheduled time, provided the world doesn't end or some other unspeakable tragedy, it's another edition of WTR Sunday Night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain.
Which,
follow.
Hold on.
What?
Which?
What?
Will be, as of now,
oh, yeah.
WTR Fantasy Season 7, I think.
Is it really? Already? Season 7?
We've all won.
Who's going to be a repeat winner? Because isn't it now time somebody with Season 7, somebody's actually going to be the first two-time winner?
Someone
yes,
has.
That's what it means when all of us have won once, Tim.
Yes. And I'm working.
Thanks for playing.
And I'm working on a new rules, new strategy.
Designed to make sure that somebody besides you wins.
No, designed to make sure I win.
No. You can't. No. No.
This is called the Rock Multiplier.
So that's coming up next week.
So Rock gets later. 3 bonus points for every single point we get. No.
For every minute Tim takes to make a selection, I get 3 bonus points.
All right. Jesus Christ. But
yeah, that's it. We're done. Congratulations, you prick.
You're starting out the season with 843 points.
And you can only go downhill from there. Hey, follow Wrestle Talk Radio on the Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. Check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Wild Talk Radio can be followed on the Twitter machines at Wild Talk Radio. Hey, check out the Facebook, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Me at Flames Forums. Going to be actually starting another Twitter, and this is going to be separate from my current one. This is going to be a controversial Twitter. And once I get the handle and it's all up and running, I'll let you know what it is. You can follow it if you want. Don't follow it if you don't want, but I'm going to be pissing people off. Uncensored. Mike?
At Naughty Tim.
No, not that kind of uncensored.
You
Oreo.
Wow.
Hey, Trump, right. I like Oreos.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They good cookies.
Yes. All right, so anyway, for those of you who want to add me, fuck the revival.
There it is!
You guys can add me, the WTR Oreo. Fuck this WWE pay-per-view. Because I really... I think I'm going to do some rants. Worst matches ever, starting with Miss Jackie versus Trish Stratus.
Oh, my God.
Well, the original reviewer here, since everyone's promoting their own reviews now. I can be found over at, on Facebook, TJ Reviews. This is how you know I'm the original reviewer around here. Beyond that, you can find me at TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel, where you can find a ton of content that I've created over the years. And for the stuff that YouTube is not a fan of, I have a website called TJOmega.net.
You can find Fortnite on his channel, too.
Once in a while.
Because there's some names we just can't put on YouTube.
If it amuses me.
Behave yourselves, or don't. I don't care. It's up to you. It's a free world.
It's not us. Some people just have weird names on the...
Yeah.
There are some odd names. Anyway, send us home, Tim.
Yeah, that's it, everybody. Have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday night for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com.